The Rugby Adventure of Little Timmy. Once upon a time, in a small town nestled in the hills, there was a young boy named Timmy. Timmy was a bright-eyed, energetic child who loved playing sports, but he had a special fondness for rugby. Although he was smaller than most of his friends, Timmy's heart was as big as a lion's, and he dreamt of becoming a great rugby player one day. Timmy's school decided to organize a rugby tournament. Excited, he rushed home to tell his parents. His father, who had played rugby in his youth, smiled and said, "Rugby is not just a game, Timmy. It's about teamwork, respect, and courage." The next day, Timmy and his friends gathered at the school field for their first rugby practice. They were a mix of different sizes and abilities, but they all shared the same enthusiasm. Their coach, Mr. Johnson, a kind-hearted man with years of experience in the sport, greeted them warmly. "Welcome to the world of rugby, kids. Remember, it's not about how big you are, it's about how big you play." As the days went by, Timmy and his friends learned the rules of rugby. They practiced passing, tackling, and scoring tries. Timmy was quick and agile, and he soon became good at evading tackles and sprinting with the ball. Finally, the day of the tournament arrived. The air was filled with excitement and nervous energy. Timmy's team, named the Little Lions, was set to play against the Mountain Hawks, a team known for their strength and skill. The match started with a whistle, and immediately the Little Lions were under pressure. The Mountain Hawks were powerful and scored an early try. Timmy, however, was not discouraged. He remembered his father's words and rallied his team. "Come on, Little Lions, we can do this. Let's work together." The Little Lions responded with determination. They passed the ball among each other, supporting and encouraging one another. Timmy, with his quick feet, managed to dodge past the opponents and scored a sensational try, tying the game. As the match progressed, it became a display of skill, teamwork, and sportsmanship. Both teams played their hearts out, but as the final whistle blew, the Little Lions emerged victorious by a narrow margin. The crowd cheered, and Timmy's parents beamed with pride. Mr. Johnson gathered the team and said, "Today, you've learned the true spirit of rugby. You played not just with your skills, but with your hearts." Timmy realized that rugby was more than just winning. It was about playing fairly, working as a team, and having fun. He knew that this was just the beginning of his rugby adventure, and he looked forward to many more games, filled with joy, friendship, and the love of the sport. The end.